Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Mr. Depp, if Disney came to you with $300 million and a million alpacas, nothing on this earth would get you to go back and work with Disney on a Pirates of the Caribbean film.
That is true, Mr. Rottenborn.
So what's up with Johnny Depp and the alpacas? I'm Anjanette Levy, and this is Law and Crime Sidebar. Thanks for joining us for the latest edition of the podcast. I want to tell you about one of our sponsors here on Law and Crime Sidebar. It is Surfshark VPN. Surfshark VPN can get rid of all of these problems for you with an easy-to-use, one-for-all solution. Surfshark turns you into an anonymous and hard-to-trace online user and makes the internet a safer and more enjoyable place for you. With the click of a button, you can forget about data mining and intrusive advertisements. Just use the promo code LAW83 to get 83% off plus 3 extra months free. Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Surf with your own set of rules. The link is in the description.
I thought I would take it out of the courtroom today because I have been getting lots and lots of questions from people on social media, also on a YouTube chat that we had about alpacas and this video that we created on YouTube. And people are asking, what's up with Johnny Depp and alpacas? Why are there people showing up at the courthouse with alpacas? Well, it's quite simple, actually. This all has to do with the Walt Disney Company, right? Disney makes films. And for years and years and years, really almost, you know, 2 decades or so, Johnny Depp worked with Disney. And part of his, part of the reason he is so famous and known worldwide and revered is because of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Depp was actually in talks, according to him and his agent, Jack Wiggum, with Disney in 2018 to film the 6th installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean series. Depp claims after Amber Heard's Washington Post op-ed was published, he received official word within days of the publication of that op-ed in 2018 that he was out of the film, that there wasn't going to be a Pirates 6, and if there was, he wasn't going to be in it. So listen to Depp explain on redirect examination by his attorney, Jessica Myers, that whole comment about the alpacas and how he would never work with Disney again.
Mr. Depp, last week, Mr. Rottenborn asked you about a quote where you said you wouldn't come back to the Pirates franchise for $300 million and a million alpacas. Do you remember that?
I do.
When relative to learning that you would no longer be a part of the Pirates franchise, did you make that statement?
I think long before I made the statement, there was a very deep and distinct sense of having been betrayed by the people that I had been working with, the people that I had worked hard for, the people that I had delivered a character to, that they initially despised, but somehow, you know, even I stuck to my guns with the character and it seemed to work. So,
do you recall when specifically you made that statement about the $300 million and the 100 alpacas?
Objection, asked and answered.
Overruled, I'll allow it.
I believe I made that statement during a press conference in the San Sebastian Film at the San Sebastian Film Festival when I was asked about my situation.
And what year would that have been, if you can recall?
I believe it was last year or so.
So this is what the alpacas are all about. This is why people are showing up at the courthouse with alpacas. And just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, actually, I spoke with a woman who said she believed Johnny Depp saw the alpacas for the first time. It was on a Thursday, and she said he was outside and kind of did a double take. So listen to what he had to say as he was leaving the courthouse on that day. So here she is, Andrea Diaz. She's on here with me to talk about why she has been bringing alpacas to the courthouse. She owns a business called My Pet Alpaca. Andrea, thanks for coming on and talking with us about this. Tell us why you decided to go up to the courthouse with your alpacas.
Hi. Well, it was pretty improvised. I had just found out very late that the trial was being held in Fairfax County. So I got super excited. And the very next day is when I grabbed the two alpacas and I just decided to go. It was, as I said, it was pretty improvised. But because of my job, I take my alpacas everywhere, just like you would your dog. So I didn't think much of it. I didn't know at that moment about any of the alpaca comments that Johnny had made before.
Really?
I just thought it was fun. Yeah. Had no
You didn't know about the alpacas in Disney before you decided to put the alpacas in the car and take them down to the courthouse?
Not at all. I had no idea. And people kept asking me when I showed up, like, why do you bring the alpacas? Did Johnny say he liked them? And I just said, I have no idea. I have no clue if he likes them or not, but I think they're cute. Most people think they're cute. So, I mean, I'm just going to give it a shot, see how it goes. If I get to see him, of course, I was standing on the wrong door. But yeah.
We saw you standing at the front door, right? With your alpacas like on leashes or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had no clue what I was doing. I just went for it.
So you show up with the alpacas. You're saying you have no idea that Johnny Depp had made this comment about never wanting to work with Disney again, even if they gave him $300 million and a million alpacas. So this was just total coincidence?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I bring my alpacas everywhere, right? So I bring them to Starbucks when I have a moment off. We bring them to the park. We take them for a run. We took them to Lake Fairfax quite a few times just to go for a swim in the creek. So I really didn't think much of it. I just put the leashes on them, a few pom-poms, and we were going.
Wow. So when did you find out that Johnny Depp had made this statement about the alpacas?
So after everybody started asking about like the weird alpaca questions, when I was there on the first day, I went back home and I just started scrolling, you know, my feeds. And then I saw one of the posts of that comment that he had made. And I was like, oh my God, now everything makes like so much sense. So by the second time I showed up, I still wasn't at the right place technically, but at least I knew what he had said about the alpacas. So at the third day, we made a sign that said, we're not from Disney, meaning like, you don't have to go back to Pirates, you know, even though we would love it, but doesn't matter. These are not from Disney. You can come and pet them if you want to, type thing.
So he hasn't petted your alpacas, but he certainly saw them. How many times do you believe he's actually seen the alpacas there at the courthouse?
So I know he's seen them twice. So we've been, the first day, of course, I was standing at the wrong door. Second day, I was standing at the wrong gate. So when he drove by saying hi to everybody, I was standing on the other.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Other side of the road. On the third day, then he saw them. And that's when he said, it's alpaca day. And then when he drove by, he just looked very surprised.
That's really funny. So, you know, you own this business called My Pet Alpaca, right? So what does that do? And this podcast is sponsored by Surfshark. Surfshark VPN can get rid of a lot of problems for you with an easy-to-use, one-for-all solution. Surfshark turns you into an anonymous and hard-to-trace online user and makes the internet a safer and more enjoyable place for you. With the click of a button, you can forget about data mining and intrusive advertisements. Use promo code LAW83 to get 83% off, plus 3 extra months free. Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk at all. Surf with your own set of rules. The link is in the description. And you own this business called My Pet Alpaca, right? So what does that do? And I when we were talking a week or two ago, I was just shocked when you told me you keep your alpacas in the house and they're litter box trained.
Yes. So since I was 11 back in Peru in Cusco, I owned alpacas and llamas. And it was just, it wasn't a business. It was just for fun. We had the horses and the alpacas and the llamas and the dogs, and that was it. So when I came to the States, I thought I could do the same thing. So I just got my alpacas, and I had as well like some pythons and the geckos and everything else besides the bunnies. We started the business because I couldn't work as a bartender anymore. So I just started bringing them out to people to see if maybe they liked them, and they did. And that's how My Pet Alpaca started. It wasn't planned, but I'm really glad it happened because it's so much fun.
And they are really cute. I mean, they're very sweet, too. I got to pet Teddy and Truffle, and they really are adorable. I want to switch gears a little bit and just talk to you about why you support Johnny Depp, because obviously this is a very serious case. The subject matter is incredibly serious. The allegations that are being made are really awful. Allegations of domestic violence, allegations of sexual assault. And it's a very serious case. And I think it's nice that we can talk about something lighthearted like your alpacas and why brought them to the courthouse. Given everything we've heard and, you know, things that have gone on over the last 5 or 6 years with this case, why do you support Johnny Depp?
I've grown up watching his movies, right? Mm-hmm. And I usually try to avoid doing more research on an actor or a musician or a singer or whatever than I need to do, right? I'm aware that usually famous people don't like to have every secret of their lives uncovered, right? So I try to stay away from that as much as possible. So I didn't know as quick as everybody else about the whole allegation thing. But as soon as I found out, I did research, right? Because that's what you're supposed to do. It is a serious accusation against him. And it didn't sit right with me, but you have to do research always, right? So I did it, and I heard what she was saying. I heard what he was saying and what they did, you know, like their actions, how they behave with other people, how they treat other people. Because that tells you a lot about a person, you know? It's not all about like, doing amazing in movies. You got to look has that. So thankfully, I've never been a part of domestic violence, but I've seen it, right? And I've seen gaslighting, and I've seen manipulation and all that stuff. And it is my personal opinion that it kind of looks like what she's doing a little bit, right? And I see the actions of Johnny Depp. I see how much time he spends at the kids' hospital, you know, how much he donates, how much, it's just the little things, you know, it's just details, the way of speaking. It's a whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, after doing some research and paying more attention, because I mean, if something happens to a girl, you know, and she's a victim of domestic violence, of course, we're all going to jump to defend her, right? But if almost nobody's jumping to defend her, it is for a reason. I mean, she, the recordings, you know, the videos, the way that she carries herself, and the way that she has treated other people, as far as I know, it hasn't been the best. I mean, I don't want to speak bad of her, you know, because I don't know her personally, of course, but
sure. And none of us were there.
Yeah.
And none of us know her personally. And she's presenting her case. She's getting her chance now.
Mm-hmm.
But can I ask you just briefly, you said you've seen domestic violence. What was your experience with that?
Oh, so I haven't seen it, but I've seen it in other people, right? So in my household, thank goodness, it has been amazing my whole life. But I have friends, you know, that have told me about this, and I've met the people that were being violent against them. And it's, you can totally see how they can manipulate, how they can lie, how they can gaslight the other person. I have not lived it myself, but I've seen it. That's what I meant. And it looks exactly like that.
Have you learned anything watching the trial? I mean, do you watch the trial every day? I know you're probably working as well, but there are a lot of clips out there on YouTube and such. I know that we stream the entire trial uninterrupted. So how much have you watched the actual trial?
Quite a bit, I would say, at least 90%, 95%. Well, I think they're holding onto straws, to be honest with you. It's everything on drugs and alcohol, and try to get him that way. But it's that doesn't mean you're gonna abuse somebody, you know. They you could have problems with alcohol or drugs, you know, you can have a tough time at rehab, but that doesn't mean, again, you are an abuser. And I think they're really trying to milk that to make him look bad. And I mean, I guess we all have our issues, but there has been no real proof.
Amber Heard is now presenting her case. She is getting her chance to tell her story. You know, Andrea, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast to talk to us about the alpacas. And just, I thought it was worth explaining, because a lot of people on YouTube and stuff like that, when we made this video last week, they were asking, what's up with the alpacas? I don't understand the alpacas. And I thought we should explain. And it's been really nice to talk with you. And I know that when I'm at the courthouse, I enjoy seeing the alpacas. I've only seen them a couple of times, maybe three times there with you, but they are really cool. And again, we appreciate you coming on to.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right. That was Andrea Diaz, owner of My Pet Alpaca. And she shows up at the courthouse almost every day with her alpacas. So we really appreciate her coming on. And we appreciate you joining us for this edition of Law and Crime Sidebar. I'm Ann Jeanette Levy. We hope you join us for the next edition of Law and Crime Sidebar. And you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. We'll see you next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, learning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.